from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
CARICOM governments criticized as Jimmy Carter extracts important electoral reforms from Guyana's President Desmond Hoyt.
And indeed, they must be seen as being part of the attempt to retain fraudulent elections in Guyana.
Is it an amnesty or is it a pardon? That's the question facing the courts in Trinidad. And Jamaica's opposition leader Edward Siaga defends his actions against a gang of five and issues a warning.
If anyone tries to create more internal problems in the JLP, there will be no more patience in dealing with them.
I'm Hugh Crosskill, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Guyana's President Desmond Hoyt, in the face of mounting pressure both at home and overseas, has agreed to major changes in Guyana's electoral system. The changes were announced as former U.S. President Jimmy Carter ended a 24-hour visit to Georgetown yesterday. President Hoyt has agreed to long-standing opposition demands for counting and tabulating of votes at the place of poll and for a complete revision of the voters' list. Assured of those and other changes, Mr. Carter announced that his council for freely elected heads of government will mount an observer mission to the next general election. Mr. Carter said the concessions made by President Hoyt will send an important message to the outside world.